Lil Nas X is using Nike's lawsuit against his Satan shoes to promote his new single. Model and actor Lena Bloom is Sports Illustrated's first transgender cover star. And TikToker Rocky Patera tells us all about the new Fast and the Furious musical that's taking off on TikTok. Wait, what?
It's July 20th, 2021. Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shyla Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily.
So Shyla, Jeff Bezos went to space.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, what and why? Why is my question?
I still don't know why he went. I don't want to know why. All I know is that he went up in a phallic-shaped spacecraft.
Yes, very penis-like.
And I love that, like, people on Twitter are like, oh man, he's already back.
Yeah, you know? I mean, he just did like a quick, I'm up and then I'm floating around and then I'm coming back down. It wasn't like he was, you know, going to a planet or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you have endless money, you can spend it on space instead of, you know, your workers and bettering the world.
Yeah, helping your own employees, but
you
I digress.
Casual. All right, first up, we have Lil Nas X, and he is back doing what he does best, aka trolling people with his music. Specifically, this time he spent most of Monday trolling Nike while simultaneously promoting his upcoming single, Industry Baby. So in case you missed it, after the release of his song Montero, Call Me By Your Name, Lil Nas X teamed up with the brand Mischief to sell Montero-themed Satan shoes. They featured Nike's logo, even though Nike wasn't involved, which led to a lawsuit. The two brands reached a settlement in April, but that hasn't stopped Lil Nas X from joking on TikTok and Twitter about possibly going to jail. He even released a teaser trailer for Industry Baby featuring himself as various courtroom characters.
I mean, he knows how to stay in the spotlight. I'll give him that.
He really does. Lil Nas X is so good at the internet.
So good.
And also, I want to say, I think we already knew this from his other music videos, but I think that this specific music video where he's playing multiple different roles, and some of which, you know, it's like talking roles too, not just singing. I know he could be a good actor.
Oh, yeah.
I know it. I know it in my soul. He should be. I just have been like saying this. I'm like, someone cast him in something.
You know, he's come such a long way from Old Town Road. I feel like that wasn't even really him. I feel like now we're really seeing his personality and stuff.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, God, I love him.
Okay, so in other fantastic news, Lena Bloom just became Sports Illustrated's first transgender cover model. The model, actor, dancer, and activist joins tennis champ Naomi Osaka and rapper Megan Thee Stallion as August cover stars. Lena shared her cover on Instagram saying she's, quote, so happy, honored, and humbled, and that she hopes it empowers those who are struggling to be seen and feel valued. Lena, who guest starred on season 2 of Pose, also dedicated the cover to, quote, all ballroom femme queens, past, present, and future.
I mean, Shyla, I don't even know what else to say except like, oh my God, I love this. Like
it's very wholesome. I mean, like, yes, I'm glad that like she is on the cover, but I also just love her response and her dedication. It's just so sweet.
It really is. And then of course, Naomi and Megan. I mean, my God, the three of them together on these covers.
I think Megan is the first musician to ever grace
the
cover, or maybe the second. I think it was her and Beyonce.
That's awesome.
Very impressive.
All right, so moving on. If you've never pictured Vin Diesel soulfully singing a ballad to the tune of engines being revved, and frankly, why wouldn't you have? Musical theater TikTok is doing its best to change that. So there's currently a Fast and Furious musical being written as TikTok creators furiously come together to make the next viral-led Broadway-level sensation.
Leading the charge is creator Rocky Patera, who started the entire trend with this initial musical offering back on July 1st.
Here's what the Fast and Furious musical would sound like if it was written by me, somebody who's never seen any of the movies. Nah, fiddlesticks! I'll never get the car to work in time for the big race against my enemy. And I've been hammering all night and all day. When will things change for me? Broom, broom. Tough luck.
The video went on to receive millions of views and inspired a flood of follow-up submissions, like this.
Here's our submission to the Fast and the Furious musical.
It's sung from the perspective of two cars.
The rubber burns, the engines purr, the city passes in a blur, but my mind slams to break when I look towards you.
I never think of second place, my only purpose is...
While the Fast and Furious may seem like an... odd fit for musical theater, a swarm of singers, creators, and choreographers seem to think it's the perfect vehicle for success. TikToker Rocky Patera is joining us now to tell us all about it. Hi, Rocky. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Hi, Shyla. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So first, let's talk about musical theater TikTok. Can you describe what this online theater community is like and how you became so involved with it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I'm very, very grateful for. You know, like a lot of people last year, I started on TikTok right around March of 2020, you know, once there was really nothing else to do. And like, I lost my jobs and I lost a performing contract. And I found myself on TikTok, not really knowing like where I fit in. It seemed like a very, like the app of the youth. And I just didn't know much about it and where I fit on it. So eventually I started doing a lot of the little sketch writing, and I like to write comedy. I like to make music and music parody. And more, I just found that TikTok was a really good home for it. And there was a really great kind of audience for it. There were a lot of people in the theater community, I think, joining TikTok at that time and using that as a creative outlet. And so eventually, yeah, like I think the TikTok algorithm just kind of placed me in the presence of a lot of people in the theater community. And I found a lot of really great theater artists, comedians, and it just became this nice little community that feels very just loving and supportive. So I'm very grateful for it.
So I gotta know, what inspired you to go forth with the Fast and the Furious franchise? Like, why this movie of all movies?
Well, okay. So really, what I was on Twitter a few weeks ago and I saw an article saying like that Vin Diesel, I forget the exact wording, but he would be more than happy to see a Fast and Furious musical on a Broadway stage. And I thought that was very funny because I've never seen the movies, and I like to do a lot of, you know, I do a Lin-Manuel Miranda impression where it's like, what if Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Brokeback Mountain? Or like, what if I do a Taylor Swift writing impression as well. Like, what if Taylor Swift wrote The Wizard of Oz? And so I think it kind of just naturally, I was like, well, this is a very macho franchise to me, and I don't know what happens in it. So I think I'll just make a video like, it would be funny if me, a not Vin Diesel type, to play Vin Diesel in this fictional movie musical that I have created. And like, I think once I got it rolling of like, we're going to take the macho side of it and flip it on its head where it's like, oh, make him say like, oh, fiddlesticks. And like, I got to get the car going for the big race. I decided that the movies are about a big race.
Yeah, which just, I think is fair. I think it's fair to just ask that.
All the movies? I don't know. I don't know what they're about, but a big race. Y'all seen like,
so y'all haven't seen them either. Like, am I wrong?
I saw the first one and I saw it 6 months ago. And I already don't remember what it's about.
There we go.
There was street racing.
There's some street racing, but no singing, probably. No singing, right?
Probably no singing. But there was music, which leads to singing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, to me, like anything on TikTok, if I make it and if I'm proud of it, I post it. And like, for me, that's kind of, you know, that's the end of it. And then I'm thinking of the next idea. Like, I never expect something to, you know, get that kind of traction or go viral or anything like that. So whenever it does happen, it's just so cool. And like, it was just awesome that a lot of people kind of thought that that was as silly of a thing as I thought while I was making it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I also do wonder, do you think the added factor of you not knowing the movie, like, has added to it going viral?
I think definitely because it's just, that's kind of like the joke of it.
Right.
You know, I was not setting out to like write the next, you know, I'm not setting out to write the next Ratatouille or anything like that. Like, that was lightning in a bottle. That was incredible. That was amazing. I just thought it would be funny to make a little song. And the joke was that I've never seen the movie. And I think, yeah, that is something that's funny. And I learned that, like, apparently a lot of people have not seen these movies either. Because a lot of people comment, like, I've also never seen the movies, but I think this is spot on. And I'm like, okay, I think I'll go with it.
And I mean, this went on to spark a Fast and Furious movement. I mean, it inspired a huge response from other TikTokers that caught on like wildfire. So tell us about the momentum that followed and the rush of videos that came your way afterwards.
Yeah, it's so cool to be tagged in stuff and to see, like, I get tagged and I see somebody doing choreography to the first song in the video. And I see somebody like writing a song from the villain's perspective or from like Letty's perspective. And it's just, it's very cool to have, you know, started, I guess what would be called a trend of people putting their own spins on things. And, I do know that Vin Diesel is on TikTok. I think the last time I checked his TikTok, he has one video. And I think that that video was made several months ago. So I'm just like, how much is he / his team on TikTok? And like, maybe like, do they know about it? I mean, that would just be so cool. Like, even if he just watches it, he doesn't have to comment. Like, I just think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
If he like knew it existed, yes. You know, I feel the same way about like my Lin-Manuel Miranda or my Taylor Swift stuff. It's like, I just want them to watch a couple, you know?
I also want Vin Diesel to tell us if there's a big race in the movie.
Yeah.
I've had a couple people are like, well, are you going to watch the movies now? And I just feel like it's not the right time yet, you know? Like,
I feel like you can't.
Yeah, I don't want to know what happens in them yet because, well, I wasn't planning on making any more videos, and then, you know, it kind of took off a little bit. So I was like, maybe I'll try to lean into it and make another one. And then I think I've made three more now, and it's just been really fun to like be like, okay, why don't you just live in this a little bit and have some more fun with it? I wanted to be careful not to just pump stuff out for the sake of pushing it out. You know, I'm like really, that's the thing too, is when it takes off like that, there's this pressure to be like, okay, you got to follow it with like a new video for it every day. But it's like, I just got to kind of, you know, I spend a lot of time and I'm really like meticulous about things. So I was just trying to find a balance of like lean into it, but like make sure that you're coming up with fun, silly ideas that aren't just for the sake of pumping things out. So I have four installments now and I'm not quite sure how many more there might be.
I can't wait to find out. We will be right back. We've got more with Rocky Patera on how viral music trends are taking over TikTok. Welcome back. We're talking with Rocky Patera about the Fast and Furious musical on TikTok. So this is reminiscent of Ratatouille the musical, another TikTok collaboration project that really took on a life of its own. For listeners who don't know, it also started out as a meme, then went on to become a huge streaming event starring big Broadway actors. You said that your parody isn't like Ratatouille, but what path do you see this project going down?
Oh, I have no idea. That's the thing, you know, Ratatouille was this truly like a magical moment in time last year. You know, I think it came during this time that was just, you know, obviously so dark in general, but then you have like all the election stuff that was happening like right around that time too. And it just was like such a beautiful thing, you know, such a unique, specific moment last year that was just incredible. Like, again, I had no plans for this Fast and Furious thing beyond just like making a little video. And so I don't know, you know, like if people continue to put their own spin on things and if that builds, like I'm just along for the ride. Like I will have fun with every installment wherever it goes, you know, or if people are sick of it tomorrow, like that's okay too. I'm just so grateful for, you know, for the laughs that it has brought. Like that, I just love making music. I love making people laugh. And so however that takes shape, I'm just really thankful for, you know, especially, you know, living in a big city like New York and just trying to break in as much as I can. You take in every one of these moments as something just really cool. So I don't know where it's headed, but I am along for the ride, no pun intended.
So, you know, we've talked about this on the show a bunch in the past, but, you know, TikTok was like really big for people's mental health during this pandemic of like connecting people. And I feel like that's especially true of musical theater TikTok, which has seemed to thrive as the result of artists coming together in the face of these tough times. How important did this community become as an outlet for creators and artists this past year?
Very, very important. I was not expecting to be so kind of creatively fulfilled by this platform. You know, I work really hard on the things that I make. And when you put stuff out there, it's a really vulnerable thing because you're opening yourself up to, you know, anybody saying anything about you and what you're doing. And I think from what I've seen, the way that the community interacts on TikTok is so, so loving. I think people have come to feel very comfortable sharing their art on the app within the last year because it has become such a big part of pop culture and the way that people are getting kind of discovered and building audiences. And, you know, I had my kind of first taste of like a viral moment last year. I put out a song called I'm an Accountant, and it kind of was this song that just became a meme and started, you know, breaking into all these communities of people like talking about their jobs that are like uncomfortable to talk about. And that was when I really started to see like, oh, the things that you can make on an app like this can just go places that you never, ever would expect. You know, I've never had a response to something the way that I had to I'm an Accountant. And it gave me a lot of motivation, like, especially now that things are opening back up, like it's given me that kind of fire to keep working hard and keep working at it and trying to find where my voice might fit into the artistic community, you know, whatever that, however that might manifest. It's just, it's been so important for musicians, for theater artists, for comedians, anybody who has a voice and wants to express it.
Well, I cannot wait to see what you do next, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a Vin Diesel duet. that would be amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Casey and Shyla.
All right, that's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, vroom, vroom.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed coming to you daily.